Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Last week, we had an Arctic air mass spilling out of Canada across the Midwest, with warmer, humid air over the Atlantic and Gulf coastal states. And where these two air masses met, well, you know what happened. A wintry mix of snow and ice spreading more than 2,000 miles from south central Texas up through Dallas, southeastern Oklahoma, Arkansas on through Kansas City, and St. Louis through Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, on up to New England, Vermont, and Maine, with power outages, icy, impassable interstates, snarled rail travel, and the like. This week, though, we get a chance to thaw out, although we'll start with temperatures a bit chilly, but some temperatures will reach well above normal by midweek. We'll take a look at it all tonight with my reports right here on Sterling on Sunday. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather will be in just 15 minutes only on Sterling on Sunday.
I've been given this great burden of saving our world from giant sand crabs.
The giant sand crabs will appear soon, but how could you, a theater kid with a 28-inch waist, save us all from giant sand crabs?
I can put my hand in the box of pain.
This isn't about Kardashians.
I've also kissed a psycho, allegedly who wanted to actually eat me. Not in a funny way. Call me by your name? Those were pronoun challenges, so I can easily stop giant sand crabs.
When you sleep, Paul, what do you see?
I see Kristen Stewart marrying a hot blonde. She made the blonde get on one knee and beg for her hand in marriage. A vision. Let me check their wedding registry.
Wait, aren't you going to save our planet?
I'm on this stage because I am a pretty white woman.
But I'm rich and I'm pretty, so it doesn't really matter.
No! I want to be a pretty girl!
Well, you're not a pretty girl! And you know it!
I want to be!
Welcome to the Old Fashioned Talk Show. I'm Brad, and we welcome your comments. Please turn off your radio if you call, and only one call per listener every 30 days. And keep up to date with all technology. Has the dial phone arrived in your home yet? Here's an update from our friends at Bell Labs.
When the signal is given, the fuses are pulled out of the lines that were part of your manual equipment.
Crazy! What next? Telephone satellites?
The satellite is rising over the horizon.
We have a detected signal. The command tracker has acquired. Roger, the telemetry just went into lock.
Bullseye. Andover is dead on target. Having found it, now can we talk to it? AT&T Vice President Joe Cook at Andover is master of ceremonies for a television broadcast with the whole world watching.
That's crazy, talking without wires. I'm Brad. Coming up, we'll talk about government forcing us to use fluoride toothpaste, and our forced busing issues ruining our schools, and dress codes. Why should women be allowed to wear pants? Now we have to pay some bills. Network news on the hour is next after some long instrumental and then dead air.
It's a live network radio show, but the host must remember to push the mic button. That's how you know it's live. I did brilliant stuff there for 12 seconds, but nobody heard it except my laundry room. I do this show from my laundry room. It's live. The laundry room of my home. Now, it's funny. Other hosts come from their home and they try to pretend that it isn't from their home. This is from my home. You will know that because in a few seconds you'll hear the of my 9-year-old running across the living room floor. That's how you know I'm in my home. I love doing this show for you. I love being on the radio for you. And one of the challenges that I've got is I have a 9-year-old daughter, a 16-year-old daughter, and a 19-year-old daughter. And last week, I shared with you the challenge I had with the 16-year-old. And actually, I got incredibly great suggestions from you. And I'll share them with you coming up in a few minutes. But now I want to share with you the challenge I have with my 19-year-old, which may also apply to your husband. My 19-year-old has just made her start in a media career. Now, let me share with you. Working with people in media is entirely different than working at a library. Because at a library, the dominant force is the Dewey Decimal System. If you work in a science lab, the dominant force are formulas, mixtures, and this works or not. But in media, everybody's right. Everybody has a temper. Everybody is a driving force to get it done. This week, my 19-year-old daughter, who works at a TV station, just had her first taste of that. She said to me, she has a new news director, and she said to me, I hate my news director. I hate him. And I'm like, yeah, so? I hate him. What do I do? I said, here's what you do. The way it works in TV is this. The person who can give you a command to get something on the air, they win. That's who's right. The person who's in charge of the dynamic in the chain of command, they're right. And your job is to say, you're right. Can I get you snacks? I have found that everybody who works in show business, in any branch of show business, is easily bribed with cheap snacks. Not sex, not jewelry, snacks. Now, on a Sunday night, there are no snacks left in the vending machine. Maybe the Bear Claw, maybe the Wrigley's Gum, that's it. You want to win in media on a Sunday night, on a holiday night, on a 3-day weekend, bring the snacks. That's what I told her. And she was very puzzled. Yeah, but, you know, he's a jerk. You know, sometimes he's a jerk. I said, congratulations. Every single person that I've ever worked for in show business is a total jerk. Every one of them. And the smarter they are and the richer they are, the bigger the jerk. Because there's a peculiar problem when you make this stuff. Somebody has to be the final gate that puts it on the air. And once it's on the air, if it isn't right, they're going to come hunting. The audience, the advertiser, is going to come hunting for whoever did it. And therefore, the gatekeeper is a funny SOB. I'm sorry, a fussy SOB. That's what I told my 19-year-old daughter. I told her, ready. They don't teach this in HR school. I said to her, toughen up. You just have to toughen up. Pay no attention when they're a jerk. Pay a lot of attention when you get something right. And when you get something right, make a big deal about it. That's what I told her. What do you think? 888-688-WALT. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Then, coming up, you and I are going to talk about the scandalous prices of weddings and how to negotiate the flower budget. Now, this may not seem like the normal topic on this station where they're trying to resolve red states and blue states. I don't have the ability to solve red states and blue states, and I think that hosts who think they do are arrogant, just arrogant. Because here's my secret. I don't know what red means or blue means. I can't keep it straight. I won't talk about that. I'll talk instead about the flower budget at weddings. And I think you will find that far more entertaining. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. 800-844-0876. Right now at that phone number, there's a live person, on a Sunday night who wants to talk with you. Somebody you can share whatever your concerns are, because they have the best gift for a good night's sleep. They have a MyPillow brand pillow. A MyPillow brand pillow. What's so special about this? It's just a pillow. Oh, no, no, no. It is filled with patented material designed to hold its shape and stay cool all night. And for me, the best part is you can throw it in the washer, put it in the dryer, and it comes out smelling fresh and fantastic. Usually when you put a pillow in the dryer, well, good luck. It isn't going to come out smelling fantastic. It's going to smell like, you know, a dead duck. Instead, the MyPillow brand pillow smells fresh and fantastic every time you wash it because it is filled with made in the USA patented material. Call 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876, and enjoy the good night's sleep you have wanted all your life. And now, if you put in the promo code Walter, the price drops from $69.99 to $19.99. That's right, a MyPillow brand pillow for $20. Where's the risk? There's no risk. Oh, and there's a warranty for 10 years. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. A MyPillow brand pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
There are certain things that you're not allowed to admit. For example, you probably hate street fairs. I know I do. But I love fruitcake. Except that usually the fruitcakes I find are mushy and horrible. But finally, there's a fruitcake that's with fresh fruit, cherries with stems on them, think about that, and bouncy, yummy cake. You find it at leafletonline.com. That's two words put together, leaflet, L-E-A-F-L-E-T, leafletonline.com, leafletonline.com, leafletonline.com. It's a terrible name for a website, but once you go there, you will find the most delicious fruitcakes in the world. It's at a monastery. They're made in at a monastery. What could be bad about that? Leafletonline.com. Please go there. Look at the website. You'll find everything from religious items to amazing desserts. Leafletonline.com. Put in my name, Walter, and you'll get a nice discount.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
Sterling on Sunday, weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Just a couple of minor systems affecting the Great Lakes and along the East Coast early this week. A couple of inches of snow through the northern Great Lakes tonight and tomorrow, no more than 2, 3, 4 inches of snow there. A weak disturbance forming tonight and tomorrow along the outer banks of the Carolinas have already started rain in central and northern Florida, and as it travels northbound, that rain will mix with snow as we reach the nation's capital and on into Interstate 95. More rains towards the coast, a bit more snow mixing in as we move inland. It's just in time for Monday evening rush hour, but overall, I think, more rain than snow. A nice warm-up through the Midwest, and that's later in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in just 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
It's a winter vortex blast hurricane. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the usual edition from Public Radio. The last remnants of Donald Trump are sweeping the nation. His secret weather machine is making Americans suffer everywhere east of the Mississippi. Jim, who is blind but can now see in the eye of the hurricane, reports on Trump's evil weather machine.
Did you think that weather manipulation was some sort of made-up thing for the tin hats, for the aluminium foil folk? Well, they're actually doing it.
Only through the Cassadine's weather machine will we be able to control the weather.
We're trying to improve upon a weather machine that has been built in the past by the Professor Lateef himself. We're just trying to improve upon it because the first time they built it, it caused disastrous effects around the world.
It had good intentions, but it was causing problems. So now we are coming together, not cooperatively, but kind of cooperatively, to try to build upon Professor Lateef's previous work, also utilizing the government.
Our next story on public radio is also about the Midwest weather. All we know about the Midwest is what we hear in horrible weather forecasts. Charles Van Sant has the latest.
Step with me into the sterile observation deck. This is how we view the Midwest, from a bubble. We don't want to get too close. We might lose our reservation at the Grill downtown.
Imagine that within the city limits of Paris, you found thrown together Versailles, the Place de la Concorde, and the Louvre. Surrounding these, the cathedrals of Notre Dame, Chartres, and Reims, flanked by all the churches built in Paris before the 19th century. Since Henri Moore had first discovered Angkor in 1860, much had been learned about its history. But almost nothing was known about the culture responsible for these incredible monuments. The largest religious monument in the world, the City of the Gods, Angkor Wat in the heart of Cambodia. But is this astonishing temple only the visible tip of a greater unseen mystery?
Wow, one day I hope to visit the Midwest, maybe when I retire. And now, our tiny desk band, Sitting on Stacy.
Have you gotten Sitting on Stacy? Have you gone to YouTube and looked for Sitting on Stacy? This is the best new band of our time. It's three guys. They do Southern California alternative music. It's spectacular. They're sort of like male Haim. You know Haim? Alana Haim is the star of Licorice Pizza, my new favorite movie. I will talk about Licorice Pizza for the next 9 months. This is an incredible movie. And she's part of a trio with her sisters, Alana Haim and her sisters. And now there's Sitting on Stacy, which is three of the coolest guys ever. Three, they're great. The lead singer was on the show. My daughter still can't get over that the lead singer of Sitting on Stacy was on Sterling on Sunday. I totally understand it. It makes total sense to me.
I spent a few years whilst at university training my voice and training my accent, and now I sound like this.
You sound incredible.
I've been given this great burden of saving our world from giant sand crabs.
The giant sand crabs will appear soon, but how could you, a theater kid with a 28-inch waist, save us all from giant sand crabs?
I can put my hand in the box of pain.
This isn't about Kardashians.
I've also kissed a psycho, allegedly who wanted to actually eat me. Not in a funny way. Call me by your name? Those were pronoun challenges, so I can easily stop giant sand crabs.
When you sleep, Paul, what do you see?
I see Kristen Stewart marrying a hot blonde. She made the blonde get on one knee and beg for her hand in marriage. A vision. Let me check their wedding registry.
Wait, aren't you going to save our planet?
Yes, Timothy Chalamet is going to save our planet in Dune. How is that possible? He has a 28-inch waist. He's about 8 inches tall. How is he going to save our planet? There's a breach of credibility there. Just like the breach of credibility where every single American radio talk show host is, gosh darn it, we're going to save our country from the Democrats. Really? Is that what you're going to do? Or are you just going to read more commercials? Or is that what you're going to do? I don't pretend. I'm not one of these great big phonies that gets on the air and says, well, you know, this is horrible what they're doing to our... They don't care. Believe me, these guys don't care. Now, I have a lot of sound files here on my player. I'm not sure what they are. What's this one?
It was supposed to be a sweet post by actor Chris Pratt paying tribute to his wife, but it backfired big time.
Thank you. Actor Chris Pratt is facing backlash for, of all things, posting a tribute to his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, for her birthday. She's given me an amazing life and a gorgeous, healthy daughter. It sure sounds like a heartfelt expression of love, and it has more than 2 million likes. But as happens on social media these days, it has backfired. Some are claiming that Pratt's use of the word healthy is a dig at his ex-wife, actress Anna Faris, and their adorable 9-year-old son, Jack. Jack was born 2 months premature and has undergone several operations. He still deals with visual impairments and heart issues. One comic.
They have a challenged kid. Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. They have a challenged kid. These are two people who are healthy and wealthy, and they love that kid. There's no question that if you have a challenged kid and you have the means to do so, you will spend every single second and every dime that you've got to help that kid get well. That's what you're going to do. I have a 9-year-old who is challenged to speak. She speaks about 3 years younger than she is. But her mother and I spend every single penny and every single minute to help her get up to speed. That's what we do. Do you want to know why we do that? Because we're parents and we love her and she's perfect. And therefore, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to hear the only thing that you would want to hear from this child. The only thing you'd want to hear from this child, which is her review of one of those great television shows, Storage Wars. You're going to hear her thoughts on Storage Wars, what she thinks of it, her reaction to the people on Storage Wars, and the things that they find. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about this astonishing story out of California. California, about this group of homeowners that are violating a law in their community which says you can only have single-family homes in this community, and they're getting around it. How? By announcing that their community is a habitat for mountain lions. This is Sterling on Sunday. Oh, thank you. And your calls, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Weather from Dr. Dave in seconds.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Parts of the northern and central plains get a taste of more March-like temperatures later this week. Kansas City and St. Louis warm into the 50s by Wednesday and Thursday. Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, Texas climb back into the 60s, and that's all about 10 to 15 degrees above average for this time of year. Even International Falls, Minnesota gets into the upper 30s by Wednesday, almost 20 degrees above normal. Chicago and Detroit will also see upper 30s as well. An upper level disturbance out of western Canada will bring some high wind watches through Montana, and that's going to be around Interstates 15 and 90, which will be mostly affected. A nice warm out out west too, but with no rain in sight, and that's all in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in just 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
36 past the hour, 36 past the hour. It helps me to hear 10 seconds. Very helpful to me. All right, California Attorney General accuses a wealthy town, get this, of using a mountain lion to skirt affordable housing law. Listen to this. It's brilliant. Woodside, an enclave of the foothills west of Stanford University. Now, Woodside is, if you own a horse in California, that's where you get a house. That's where you get a farm. That's horse country. This is insanely expensive housing, land. You got to have a, you, the only way to make it pay is if you have a horse. And I don't know why you'd have a horse unless you have a gun and you have a farm and you're protecting your cattle. But that doesn't happen in Northern California. Woodside, an enclave in the foothills of Stanford University, announced last month in a memo to its 5,500 residents that because the entire town was habitat for the potentially endangered mountain lion, it was exempt from the new law that permitted duplex development on single-family home lots. There's a new law which says now on a single-family home lot you can have a duplex home, two families in one home. Well, if you live in Woodside, you have spent your entire life avoiding two-family homes. You don't want to walk by them, drive by them. You don't want to trick-or-treat at them. You don't want to have anything to do with two-family homes. Now, all of a sudden, the zoning has been changed, and two-family homes can be in Woodside. They don't like that. They've come up with a wacky rule. And the wacky rule, they say, is that potentially the entire town was habitat for a potentially endangered mountain lion. And therefore, it was exempt from the new law that permits duplex development on a single-family home. It's now a habitat for mountain lions. This is brilliant. That's because the people who live on Woodside have the most expensive lawyers in the world. They want nothing. They would rather live with a mountain lion, roaming mountain lions, than with people living in two-family homes. Let me repeat. They say it's okay for mountain lions to roam the streets rather than to live in a home where they share a wall with another family. That's what they're saying. Wow. California Attorney General accuses wealthy town of using mountain lions to skirt affordable housing laws. You're not going to be putting up any two-family houses here because it's exempt from this because of mountain lions. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-WALT. And I love talking to you. Now, let me see. I'm having a lot of trouble here finding my call screener. 888-688-WALT. No, it's not your fault. It's mine. Prince Charles thanked the Queen for giving her blessing for Camilla to become the Queen Consort. Camilla is going to be the Queen Consort once the Queen has left this earth and Prince Charles is elevated and his wife will be the Queen Consort. At first they thought she'd be like the Prince's Consort, but now Mom is saying it's okay. All I know about England is this guy.
I'll tell you what. Not off. Thigo. And kisses on the bottom. Have I passed?
Do you know what, Peebs?
Can I have my fluff badge?
I think you've been reading my mail. Ta-ta.
Once 2 hours are now forevermore 3 hours.
I love the fact that in England, the first disc jockey to bring rock and roll to the UK was named Fluff Freeman, Alan Freeman. And the first disc jockey in America to bring rock and roll to America was Alan Freed. So I guess a lot of Allens needed to be freed. I'm Walter Sterling, 3 hours every Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday. Tonight, when you come home from the third shift, or you come home after a long weekend that causes suspicion amongst your spouses, you want to hit the hay. You want to hit a pillow that makes you feel instantly great and warm and welcome. It's a MyPillow brand pillow. It is filled with magic material. The magic material is patented to hold its shape all night, to stay cool all night, and it's washable. Why didn't anybody think that a pillow should be washable? Finally, a washable pillow. You put it in the washer dryer, it comes out smelling fantastic, not like a dead duck, like your other pillows. It comes out smelling fantastic. That's what you want in a pillow. It's a MyPillow brand pillow. Now, if you check the price of a MyPillow brand pillow in the past, you may have noticed that they were expensive. Well, if you put in the promo code Walter, if you say to the operator, Walter, it'll drop from $69.99 to $19.99 for a MyPillow brand pillow. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. This is the sleep you have been dreaming of. This is the sleep you have been waiting for. Try this. Pick up the phone and call them. 800-844-0876. You will get a live operator. At this hour of the day, you will get a live operator and a 10-year warranty. Now, listen to me. When you talk to a MyPillow brand operator, when you talk to your friend at MyPillow, ask about the sheets and the pillowcases that finally fit any color you could imagine, but you put them on 1, 2, 3. Not that endless fighting. It's not a wrestling match with your bed. Call them now. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. MyPillow.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A strong high-pressure system over the eastern Pacific and Four Corners area out west will ensure continued drought conditions over the west. With temperatures climbing to the 70s in Sacramento and Las Vegas by Tuesday, and LA and San Diego later in the week with bright sunshine. A little cloudier in the Pacific Northwest, but not too much rain this week. Temperatures close to 50 in the afternoons there. Fairbanks, Alaska, chance of some occasional light snow with a high of about 5 below zero. Overnight lows close to 22 degrees below. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in just 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
47 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling, live every Sunday night for 3 solid hours. 3 solid hours of pure entertainment. This is the sort of entertainment you should be able to get 24 hours a day. People talking about their life. Their life, not about, you know, red states and blue states. Who the hell cares? Let me tell you what happens when you just talk about blue states and red states. Your audience is near death. That's what happens, because that's public affairs. Nobody cares about it. What we do care about is our kids. My 19-year-old kid has a job at a television station. Television stations tend to be high-impact, high-pressure facilities, especially in the control room, where you better hit every switch right, and you better hit it right on time. That's the expectation. You hit it right and right on time. And it should be fun and exciting, but the satisfaction doesn't come from somebody saying, oh, you're such a nice person, you're so good. It comes from hitting the switch right and right on time. And now she's sitting in control rooms of actual TV stations, and she's getting that experience. Now, when I was 15, I had my first job in radio where I had to hit the switch right and right on time. And I did that well enough so that I was able to get promoted. I was able to move up. But at every job that I had, in every city that I worked, I had the privilege and honor of working for jerks. They were all jerks. And it didn't improve with time. They got to be bigger and more powerful and richer jerks. Let me think if I ever worked for, like, just a really nice person. I'm thinking, don't let the dead air alarm go off. Hold on. I will name them when I come up with the nice one. Yes, I did. I worked for two
two guys at ABC, at the ABC radio network, Ed McLaughlin and Dick McCauley. These were, they might as well have been priests. You know, I mean, the sacramental wine and all, but they might as well have been priests. Honest as they could come, decent as they were, wonderful, remarkable executives. Now, remember, I've been around a little while. I'm stretching to find out, to remember the names. Jerry Lyman at RKO, the president of RKO Radio, a wonderful, decent man. And wait, I'm getting there. Oh, and Joe Clayton, the president, CEO of Sirius Satellite Radio. I was the first on-site programming consultant at Sirius. I was there for 10 years. I had the best time. It was a privilege being there because they were decent people. But I mostly had to get it right. And Walter Anderson, the publisher of Parade magazine, a remarkable guy. Like, you know, a rock star. He was in a suit. He looked like a madman, but he was a rock star, and so was his wife. But it's a very short list. I explained to my beautiful daughter, I said, you got to understand, you're going to have nothing to do with HR ever in your life. You are never going to go to HR, ever, because that will adjust your career in ways you don't want. You're just going to stand up for yourself. You're going to speak your mind, and people will respect you. And what was the other thing we discussed? You're going to bring snacks. The person who brings in snacks and pizza is a god. Whenever I go into a radio station for the first time, my whole career, I bring a pizza. I bring snacks. Whenever I came into the radio station we work with for the show, WPHT in Philadelphia, Greg Stocker, David Yagdaroff, I'd always bring in snacks. Now we can't do that because of the disease, because of the plague. I can't do it. But the minute the plague abates, I will be there with snacks in hand. Because that's what you need, especially on the third shift, especially if you're working an odd shift. They always underestimate the value of food. They being, well, you know who they are. You know who they are. And they never fill the snack machines on Saturday night and Sunday night. The last time that machine was filled was on Thursday night. Therefore, you must bring your own snacks. And you have to tough it up. We're not talking about abuse. We're not talking about somebody laying a hand on my daughter. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, gee, if somebody loses their temper, that's the show. Because in show business, in TV, you only get this second, this moment to get it on the air. You can't go back. And therefore, every single second that it progresses is progressively important. And she understood that. She worked for a news director this week who was a jerk, according to her. And that's the problem. Think about how many times you've been in work situations where the person you're working with you think is terrific, and the person next to you thinks is a jerk. These are very subjective lines. That's what I told my daughter at the age of 19. And I promised to send her snacks. And that's funny. That's what I did. I got in touch with a local grocery store where she's going to school, and I sent her snacks, and everything was fine. And I'm very happy to say she's been pinned at a sorority. Again, something I don't understand. Do not understand sororities, just like I don't understand what a red state is and a blue state. Oh, Walter, you must know what a red state and a blue state is. No, I really don't. I can never keep track of it. I don't know what redistricting is. Is that a sport? Is that a sport we're supposed to do? We're supposed to follow the redistricting lines. I don't find that to be entertainment, and most people don't either, which is why stations that just focus on that conversation are tanking. They are tanking. Plus, they don't have, you know, voices like mine on all day. That's a big liability. Love to talk to you at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT, or do you want to talk about this hideous woman who is the queen consort, that when Queen Elizabeth passes away, which will be a sad, sad day, and her son, Prince Charles, gets elevated, and his bride gets elevated, she's going to become the queen consort. And I really can't think of anybody who I'd like to look at less than that woman. Or, as Princess Diana called her, the Rottweiler, which seemed to fit. Now, you may say, well, it's very sexist, it's horrible. No, I'm just quoting Princess Diana, who was untouchable, a gift from God. That's who Princess Diana was. I have a website. It's Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. And there you will find out about our podcast. And I hope you download the podcast, because I get no credit for it if you don't download it. You can listen to it, and that's very nice. But we're not in the listening library at school. I don't care if you listen to it. I care if you download it. And when you download it, I get credit. And then we can charge advertisers more money. And I get to eat what? What? Lobster. The goal of this show is for me to eat lobster. And if I get enough downloads, I will invite you over, Neil Paul, to eat lobster with me. So there. And Judy Anderson. And Mary June Riley. And all my buddies. And Billy Datz and his gorgeous wife. And his adorable children. They can all come over for dinner. Those are my hardcore Midnight Misfits. Now, in the next 30 minutes, you're going to hear from Jill Brook, who runs a website about flowers. And you think, well, what does Walter Sterling care about flowers? What I care about is arrogance. It seems there are an awful lot of florists who all of a sudden feel empowered. They feel empowered because the price of flowers has gone up. The demand for flowers is greater than ever. And now, instead of just wanting to be of service to the wedding industry, these florists want to express their creativity. They want you to pay them tens of thousands of dollars so they can express their creativity and create these marvelous creations, which is fine. But first and foremost, they are in a service industry. And from what I can read in an article Jill wrote, they have forgotten their way. They have lost their way. And then we're going to find out exactly what you should prepare if you have a wedding or a big event, what exactly you should prepare to discuss with your florist before you go to the florist, before you go to the florist, which is fascinating stuff. Actually interesting things. All of this and you. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession. Capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Last week we had an Arctic air mass spilling out of Canada across the Midwest, with warmer, humid air over the Atlantic and Gulf coastal states. And where these two air masses met, well, you know what happened. A wintry mix of snow and ice spreading more than 2,000 miles from south central Texas up through Dallas, southeastern Oklahoma, Arkansas on through Kansas City, and St. Louis through Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York on up to New England, Vermont, and Maine, with power outages, icy, impassable interstates, snarled rail travel, and the like. This week, though, we get a chance to thaw out, although we'll start with temperatures a bit chilly. But some temperatures will reach well above normal by midweek. We'll take a look at it all tonight with my reports right here on Sterling on Sunday. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather will be in just 15 minutes only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. 150,000 tons of pebbles dumped on Oak Island. Details later on Sterling at Night.
It's 11:08, 8:08 on the West Coast with Walter Sterling. There's Drew, our Grubhub driver in Las Vegas, listening on KXNT. Drew, the Grubhub driver, do you have a report for us, an update?
Yes, thank you for having me on here. Honor as always. And, you know, you couldn't ask for better weather over here. I hope it's getting more mild over there. We don't have any snow, so that's a good thing.
Definitely. No, Drew, it's 20 yeah. degrees in most of east of the Mississippi. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Now, why does it always...
Wait. Envy.
Wait. It always sounds as though you're wrestling with something. What are you wrestling with?
Oh, sorry, not wrestling in anything. Maybe it's the mic is just too sensitive on this. I'm actually driving. I just dropped off an order for a Taco Bell order because that's what people like to eat a lot,
Okay. Now, what news do you have for us? Do you have news?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, it's kind of funny because I just heard right before I actually took the call that there is a missile silo for sale, you know, for people to buy as property out in Kansas or something for $380,000. I think it'd be kind of great to own one. And I guess people would make a bed and breakfast as well. I don't know. I'm not hearing any updates on that. Out here, there's actually something I like to do while I'm driving as an opportunity. And I kind of wanted to know if other people out there do or think the same way as I do, to where some people put things out on the curb that they don't want anymore, that not just trash, but things that actually are still usable, like from fridges to furniture or whatever. And I'm wondering if other people actually like to take those things. I've found some decent things.
Okay, that's all pronouns. That's all articles of speech. Would you tell me what you're talking about?
Sure. Like, for instance, when people put things out in the trash for the curb to have thrown out, people also put things that they don't want anymore.
No,
stop.
Stop. True.
What?
Why? What things? What things? Not things. What?
Furniture, like anywhere between a bed to dressers and drawers to TVs. I've seen various TVs. Some of them are actually tube TVs. Some of them are actually still working, and I've actually picked up one because I don't know if you know this. There's a huge new retro thing going on where people want to play, say, original video games from Nintendo and Sega Genesis on a tube TV, and those are actually getting, you know, very rare now. There's not many of them.
Drew, they're very rare because they weigh more than a refrigerator.
Yes.
And they take up more room than a refrigerator. That's why they're rare, and they have no value at all.
Yeah, many of them don't, but there is a little collector's market out there for them.
It's two guys who've been out of work for years. That's the market.
Yeah, and they do weigh a ton, considering that you can get a TV that's four times the size and weighs a tenth of the amount. I do agree with that.
Drew, thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. I appreciate it when you're on with us, Drew. You're endlessly entertaining when you focus. When Drew focuses, the Grubhub driver in Las Vegas, he's endlessly entertaining. Tonight, he was a little off-center, but next week he'll be back on because I can't shake him. And he will share with us his stories from Las Vegas. It's 12 minutes past the hour, and coming up, you and I are going to talk to Jill Brook, who runs a website called Flower Power Daily. There's your tongue twister for tonight, Flower Power Daily. However, we're going to start to talk with her about the incredible cost of flowers at weddings. And one of the things I noticed about an article that she wrote about florists and weddings
is that they're getting pretty bratty, these florists. Here are some of the quotes that they said. The florists: when I'm pricing a wedding, I can now price to my standards because it's my reputation. Florists will tell me how brides will bring a Pinterest picture about a $600 garland down a wedding table, and that's not realistic. Even greenery is expensive now. If it's not going to be beautiful, I don't want to accept the work. Then it goes on. It makes me giggle when a bride comes in with a list of a mile long and they have a budget of $1,500. Flower diva, I say. Honey, that won't even cover the bouquets and corsages. And when you go through the consult, where every other word is, how much is it? How much is it going to cost? It's a red flag. And I know I do not want to put in that much effort into a proposal. Without showing that customer the respect they deserve for the insane prices of a wedding, you bet a bride should say, how much, how much, how much? Nor do they want their time wasted for a consultation that often takes an hour, ooh, a whole hour, and leads nowhere. In fact, some florists are now charging fees for the consultation so that their time isn't wasted. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, Ms. Florist. I'm so sorry. One more. Part of the problem is perspective. When people visit a gallery that charges $10,000 for a painting, do they haggle over price? No. But the florist, who uses branches and blooms instead of paint, clients have had no such qualms about arguing over price. And that's not true. You go to a gallery, you haggle over price. Sorry, when you go to a gallery, you haggle over price. And if you're smart, you haggle over the price of everything to get the best price, especially at a wedding. Well, we'll talk to Jill Brooke coming up more in just seconds. I'm Walter Sterling, 14 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. 800-844-0876. Right now at that phone number, there's a live person on a Sunday night who wants to talk with you. Somebody you can share whatever your concerns are, because they have the best gift for a good night's sleep. They have a MyPillow brand pillow. A MyPillow brand pillow. What's so special about this? It's just a pillow. Oh, no, no, no. It is filled with patented material designed to hold its shape and stay cool all night. And for me, the best part is you can throw it in the washer, put it in the dryer, and it comes out smelling fresh and fantastic. Usually, when you put a pillow in the dryer, well, good luck. It isn't going to come out smelling fantastic. It's going to smell like, you know, a dead duck. Instead, the MyPillow brand pillow smells fresh and fantastic every time you wash it because it is filled with made in the USA patented material. Call 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876, and enjoy the good night's sleep you have wanted all your life. And now, if you put in the promo code WALTER, the price drops from $69.99 to $19.99. That's right, a MyPillow brand pillow for $20. Where's the risk? There's no risk. Oh, and there's a warranty for 10 years. 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876, a MyPillow brand pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
There are certain things that you're not allowed to admit. For example, you probably hate street fairs. I know I do. But I love fruitcake. Except that usually the fruitcakes I find are mushy and horrible. But finally, there's a fruitcake that's with fresh fruit, cherries with stems on them, think about that, and bouncy, yummy cake. You find it at leafletonline.com. That's two words put together, leaflet, L-E-A-F-L-E-T, leafletonline.com, leafletonline.com, leafletonline.com. It's a terrible name for a website, but once you go there, you will find the most delicious fruitcakes in the world.
It's at a monastery. They're made in at a monastery. What could be bad about that? Leafletonline.com. Please go there. Look at the website. You'll find everything from religious items to amazing desserts. Leafletonline.com. Put in my name, Walter, and you'll get a nice discount.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Just a couple of minor systems affecting the Great Lakes and along the East Coast early this week. A couple of inches of snow through the northern Great Lakes tonight and tomorrow. No more than 2, 3, 4 inches of snow there. A weak disturbance forming tonight and tomorrow along the outer banks of the Carolinas have already started rain in central and northern Florida. And as it travels northbound, that rain will mix with snow as we reach the nation's capital and on into Interstate 95. More rains towards the coast, a bit more snow mixing in as we move inland. Just in time for Monday evening rush hour, but overall, I think, more rain than snow. A nice warm-up through the Midwest, and that's later in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in just 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Flower Power Daily is the name of a spectacular website about flowers, the best-looking website I have seen in decades. It is created and owned and powered by Jill Brook. Jill Brook, one of the most influential people in the city of New York. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Well, happy Valentine's Day around the corner. I love Sterling on Sundays. I want to send you flowers, Walter. What should I send you? What flowers would you like to get?
Cream-colored roses.
Oh, well, see, the whole point of this article was that, you know, the supply chain has, you know, increased the cost of all those beautiful roses that you love from $1.97 to literally $2.97 and $3.50, which is why florists just want people to have realistic expectations about how much things cost depending on what they want. So they're not being divas as much as they just want people to be realistic so they can create the beauty and personalize the memory-making wedding or party that people want. I mean, every florist will work with you. They just want you to be realistic about how much things cost these days.
If I'm about to get married, what are the things that I should prepare myself for, the questions, the pricing, what are the things that I should prepare myself for, what do I need to prepare before I go see a florist? How do I not waste my time or the florist's?
First of all, look at their style. Be very, realize what you want, what your real budget is. It's usually, as our survey at Flower Power Daily showed, it should be 10% of your budget. Because even in the pandemic for smaller weddings, everybody wants the big arch. So if you need to economize, economize on the bridesmaid's bouquet, but definitely not on the arch where the bride and groom is going to take that magical picture that's going to be, you know, sitting on their mantle or their piano or their dresser for hopefully a marriage that lasts many, many years. And they always look better when they're surrounded by a halo of beautiful flowers. So focus on the arch because that's really important, and be realistic that, you know, florists do not want a nickel and dime because you're going there for a certain look, and just be, you know, realistic about how much flowers cost. It is 10% of your budget, but to me, it is worth it because it is a forever memory that also is framed in a picture. So when people say, but flowers, they only last a few days or a week and they're not worth it. Well, they really are because of the joy it gives you for that lifestyle, you know, that milestone moment in your life.
When I told my current bride that you were going to be on the show tonight and what we were going to talk about, her first response was, I should have spent more on the flowers for our wedding. I definitely should have spent more, because she lived in disappointment from the minute she saw her bouquet, which, as best I could tell and she could tell, didn't actually have any flowers in it. It was just all greens. I'm sure our perception was wrong, but that was her perception.
Well, it was her reality also, because you don't want to disappoint. And the flowers are so necessary to create beautiful pictures, because that's where the magic is. That's where the fantasy is. So fortunately, you have sites like Flower Power Daily, and you have other outlets to say, okay, do I want a neutral palette? Do I want a boho chic palette? Do I want something that's really colorful and bright and bold? And I think that brides need to spend as much time as they do on the venue and maybe what the menu is, because people don't remember the food. They always remember the flowers, because it creates the ambiance. And it's really important to do that. Now, you can say, as your bride said, I wish I had more flowers. Right now, people are being much more adaptive. You may not be able to have as many roses because of supply chain issues, but you can have peonies, and you can actually mix pampas grasses inside. I think that there are many, many creative ways that florists can make something beautiful, but understand the look that you want before you go to a florist, because each of them have a distinctive style, especially the better ones. And it's worth every single penny, because you will never, ever regret having beautiful flowers, because there are very, very few milestones in your life. When you think of your milestones, what are they? I mean, isn't the wedding one of them?
It's the second most expensive investment in your life after your house.
The one thing
I say to guys, that I explain to guys, is I say, listen, when you were 8, did you imagine what your wedding was going to be like? And they go, no. I say, well, she did.
They remember what the wedding night after the wedding was going to be like. They weren't thinking the ceremony and the party.
Your wife imagined what her wedding was going to be like when she was 8. And the worst mistake a guy can make, the worst mistake, is to try to edit that plan. Do not edit that plan. The answer is yes, dear. Whatever she imagines she wants for that wedding is a good idea. And men, especially, forgive me, but especially very young men, think that they have input. And what I explain to guys is I say, you don't understand. This is not your wedding. You don't even have to be invited. Her family has to invite you and your parents. You don't get an automatic invitation just because you're marrying her. Technically, they don't have to invite your family. It's her wedding and her family inviting who they want. And therefore, your job is to say, boy, that's a good idea. And to go on all of those miserable trips to select napkins. But even when you're selecting napkins and napkin holders, your job is to say, I think that one's terrific. And if she makes the mistake of saying this or this one, your job is to say this one. And if she says, no, no, you're wrong, go, oh, I'm sorry, you're right. We'll go with your decision, dear. That's what,
or darling, whatever makes you happy. But considering that on Valentine's Day, which is literally around the corner, a week from Monday, that is usually the night where many, many people get engaged. So all of a sudden, that will launch all these discussions. And I think that you're right, because it is that one day that you have that's never replicated. And so it is worth the investment of making it as magical as you want. Now, obviously, you're going to have budget constraints, but that doesn't mean that you still can't have something beautiful. But you have to be realistic about what things actually cost, and then you can make really informed decisions.
Quickly,
there's many ways to be creative.
Right. Quickly, what you keep mentioning supply chain issues. What is the biggest supply chain challenge right now?
Well, because flowers are live entities, what happened is that because everything got shut down, that meant that so many of the crops had to be destroyed, and you also had weather issues. So collectively, what that has done is that there aren't enough, and there are labor issues also because of the pandemic, because to cultivate flowers, these beautiful, beautiful entities, is extremely time-consuming. And so this particular batch of flower growing was curtailed. And now what's happened, because people weren't able to get married for the past 2 years, and so they saved it for 2022.
Right.
There are going to be 2.5 million weddings for this year.
Jill, we have to stop it there. We have to stop it there. It's not up to me. Jill of Flower Power Daily, thank you for being on the show.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Parts of the northern and central plains get a taste of more March-like temperatures later this week. Kansas City and St. Louis warm into the 50s. By Wednesday and Thursday, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, Texas climb back into the 60s, and that's all about 10 to 15 degrees above average for this time of year. Even International Falls, Minnesota gets into the upper 30s by Wednesday, almost 20 degrees above normal. Chicago and Detroit will also see upper 30s as well. An upper-level disturbance out of western Canada will bring some high wind watches through Montana, and that's going to be around Interstates 15 and 90, which will be mostly affected. A nice warm out out west, too, but with no rain in sight, and that's all in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in just 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
This is J.J. Wilson with a special winter weather edition of Drive Through Brew, dedicated to Dr. Dave Iser. The drive through got pelted with a blizzard last week, which led to this chilly conversation between the manager and his one and only employee, young Jake.
Jake, did you notice anything unusual about our driveway when you came in today?
No.
I noticed that it still had 10 inches of snow on it, even though I told you to shovel it before you went home last night.
Shoveling ain't in my job description.
I knew you'd say that. Look here. The junior sales associate cuts grass and shovels snow when necessary.
I ain't a junior no more. I'm a associate level 1.5.
Jake, if I shovel that driveway and hurt my back, you know what's going to happen?
You'll die.
Get out there and shovel right now.
5 minutes later.
Ow, ow, slip and fall, lawsuit, lawsuit.
What the hell are you doing? Get up.
I can't. I fell on my head, and I'm permanently debilitated.
Oh, really? Well, stay there, then, while I review the accident on the security camera. Because if you didn't slip, you're fired.
Well, I think I feel better now.
Has Jake learned his lesson? Or will he try another brazen scam in the future? Listen next week when he says...
Ow, ow, ow. Lawsuit, lawsuit. I was chewing a Tic Tac and I bit my tongue.
That's next week on Drive Through Brew. Word Car speaking.
888-688-WALT. It's been a long time since we have played Mystery Sounds. It's been a long time... Oh, what have we got there? It's been a long time since we've played Mystery Sounds. Here's the mystery voice. See if you know who it is.
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
Yes, a Valentine mystery voice. Whose mystery voice is that? you will win a prize. Mike Lindell's book. If you can guess this voice.
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
Happiness for Valentine's Day. It's 39 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Who is this? Get this right, and you will win Mike Lindell's book. Not a paid promotional announcement.
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
On many websites, pilots report the scariest things they ever saw. Some of them are just silly, like a pilot saw a fox sleeping on the runway, had to avoid a sleeping fox on the runway. Others, it was more profound, like a meteor. Imagine that he's flying into a meteor, and it explodes in front of him, and it's a magnificent sight. That would be pretty cool. The scariest thing that ever happened to me in an airplane, just think about the scariest things that ever happened to you in an airplane. I used to fly a lot. No, I didn't fly the plane. I was a passenger in the plane, but I was a passenger in the plane a lot. In the mid-80s, 747s were still popular planes, and the odds were you could get a 747 if you were lucky going coast to coast. And I love 747s because they had the best food, the most comfortable chairs, and I was lucky I used to get upgraded. I'm upgraded on a 747. I'm flying from San Francisco to New York, and it is one of those nights where from coast to coast there is not one bump in the whole flight. Nothing. It is a beautiful, perfect night. No weather issues, no thunderstorms, nothing. It's just incredible. And the 747s used to provide endless entertainment to passengers. You'd get movies, food, appetizers, desserts served on a tray. Sir, do you want the butterscotch? Do you want the hot fudge? What do you want? Do you want whipped cream on that sundae, sir? It was insane what they would do for you on the 747s going coast to coast. But this was a 747 stretch. This was even longer than a 747. It had the upper deck where you could go up a spiral staircase to heaven and sit with other people and enjoy the ultimate flight. Endless booze, endless food. It was a miracle. Those are long since gone. They're all gone. But here's what happened. We're going, we're flying, it's calm. It's a sort of flight where you could easily fall asleep. And I'm flying from New York to San Francisco. And now I'm looking out the window, and oh my gosh, look at that. There's San Francisco. San Francisco at night from an airplane is truly a godlike sight. It is a city that's laid out beautifully with the bridges. The lights are magnificent. And remember, there wasn't any clouds. There were no clouds. I don't think I've ever enjoyed a flight quite as much, and I have not forgotten this flight quite as much because it became a famous flight. There's the city of San Francisco, and I'm waiting to feel the pilot pull back and start to land the plane, start to circle San Francisco, start to slow down the big roar of the 747s, to slow down and to take us down. And instead, I feel nothing. The plane is continuing to go straight over the Pacific Ocean. It is not going down at all. It's not losing altitude at all. And finally, after 5 minutes of going out over the Pacific Ocean, I said to the flight attendant, "I'm sorry to bother you, but I think you might want to knock on the cockpit door and see if they're going to go down, because we passed San Francisco a long time ago." And she startled, and she went to the cockpit, and the minute she went to the cockpit, which is off of the upper lounge, that, like, a minute later, it started to circle to San Francisco, go back to San Francisco, and start the landing procedures. They had fallen asleep. The three-man crew had fallen asleep. There are supposed to be bells that go off to wake the crew. Well, what'd you say, Walter? There are bells to wake the crew? Yes, because this seems to happen more than it should, as in more than once. The bells were waking up crews that were falling asleep on these giant 747s. 2 weeks later in Time magazine, there was an article about the 747 going to San Francisco there where the pilot and the co-pilot and the navigator all fell asleep. That was the scariest flight I ever took. No problem landing. Everything was fine. You and I can have fun. I will give you a prize if you know who this is.
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
Valentine Mystery Voice, you get a prize of Mike Lindell's book if you get that right. Your Valentine Mystery Voice. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. Tonight, when you come home from the third shift, or you come home after a long weekend that causes suspicion amongst your spouses, you want to hit the hay. You want to hit a pillow that makes you feel instantly great and warm and welcome. It's a MyPillow brand pillow. It is filled with magic material. The magic material is patented to hold its shape all night, to stay cool all night, and it's washable. Why didn't anybody think that a pillow should be washable? Finally, a washable pillow. You put it in the washer dryer, it comes out smelling fantastic, not like a dead duck like your other pillows. It comes out smelling fantastic. That's what you want in a pillow. It's a MyPillow brand pillow. Now, if you check the price of a MyPillow brand pillow in the past, you may have noticed that they were expensive. Well, if you put in the promo code Walter, if you say to the operator, Walter, it'll drop from $69.99 to $19.99 for a MyPillow brand pillow. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. This is the sleep you have been dreaming of. This is the sleep you have been waiting for. Try this. Pick up the phone and call them. 800-844-0876. You will get a live operator. At this hour of the day, you will get a live operator and a 10-year warranty. Now, listen to me. When you talk to a MyPillow brand operator, when you talk to your friend at MyPillow, ask about the sheets and the pillowcases that finally fit any color you could imagine, but you put them on 1, 2, 3. Not that endless fighting. It's not a wrestling match with your bed. Call them now. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. My Pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday doesn't fit in.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A strong high pressure system over the eastern Pacific and Four Corners area out west will ensure continued drought conditions over the west. With temperatures climbing to the 70s in Sacramento and Las Vegas by Tuesday, and LA and San Diego later in the week with bright sunshine. A little cloudier in the Pacific Northwest, but not too much rain this week. Temperatures close to 50 in the afternoons there. Fairbanks, Alaska, a chance of some occasional light snow with a high of about 5 below zero. Overnight lows close to 22 degrees below. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in just 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's 50 minutes past the hour. Sterling on Sunday. This is a three-hour show. If you're only getting 2 hours of it, you're being robbed. And who is this?
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
Isn't that incredible that he's giving you a blessing to be happy? It's a Valentine's Day gift from our mystery voice, Tim in Natona Heights, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
Tim.
I'm going to take a shot at that voice being Cher.
Wow. It's no, it's not Cher. But, Tim, I have a question. Do you love this show?
Yes.
Do you love this show?
I love the show.
What do you like about it?
I love
I'll
the
use
show.
It in a promo. I'll use it in a promo. What do you like about it?
Oh, I just like all the offbeat things that you do. It's not a normal show. And when you're not normal, this is what we enjoy.
Isn't that the best? Isn't it shocking that there aren't more not normal shows? Why aren't there more not normal shows? Why is it that most of these shows waste their time yelling about the blue states and the red states? What the hell is that? Who cares?
Yeah, I agree with you. I grew up listening to Ed and Wendy King on KDKA, and I'll tell you what, it was you're the closest thing to them that I can ever remember.
They were on every night, right?
Yeah, all night.
Who was I talking to about them? Somebody else mentioned them, and they said, you know, you're the closest to them, and explained that that's what they would talk about. Darn it. But yes, you're right. They were highly respected, highly admired. And for years, this format was built on not yelling at the Democrats. It talked about their day. The host talked about their day. And for some reason, we have lost faith that talking about our day isn't a big enough deal. Of course it's a big enough deal, because my day is like your day. Tim, I'm sorry it's not Cher, but I really appreciate the call. At 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT, Ray in Virginia. I love Virginia. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. So let me play this for you. Who do you think this is?
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
Who is that?
Jane Fonda.
Why do you think it's Jane Fonda? Do you have a specific reason?
I just feel I recognized her voice. It was the only name that popped into my head, and so that's the only guess that I have.
Now, for research purposes, it's not Jane Fonda. For research purposes, why do you like this show?
You're just down to earth. Like you just said, you don't get into the heavy stuff of the day, the stuff that everybody else is talking about. You might mention it, but you're just down to earth, just basic, you know, human examples of life. I just enjoy it.
Now, I'll tell you something that you'll be shocked about Inside Radio. 90% of the program directors in America want nothing to do with this show because it doesn't fit in. And I'm like, what do you mean it doesn't fit in? Is it entertaining? Is it good? That's all your listener cares about. Meanwhile, real program directors like Steve Moore at KMOX and Alan First at KMBZ and Bill White at KFBK, real program directors, they're like, thank God, Walter, thank God you're making this. I'm sorry, that's not who the mystery voice is, but I really appreciate your call at 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT.
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what, so I do give her a blessing to be happy.
Myrna, listening on WPHT in Philadelphia, who is that?
Hi, I think it's Scott from the Kourtney Kardashian guy. Scott Disick.
Yes, you're right. Isn't
yes.
it interesting? The first two callers thought it was a woman.
Woman.
But yes. he's so pushed around that he might, you know, he might as well be a sister. I mean, he doesn't stand up for himself. I've never seen. What does he do for a living? Would you tell me what the heck he does for a living?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I mean, what? He shows up on the show. He looks. And I'm not saying he is, but he shows up on the show. He looks stoned out of his mind on pot. and he mumbles something, and then they all fuss over him, and then there's the next episode. I don't get it. All right, now, Myrna, hold on. Henry is going to take your name and address, and we will send you a copy of the famous Mike Lindell's book. So that was fun. Didn't we have a good time with that? Yeah, Henry will take your name and your phone number. We'll send you Mike Lindell's book. That was a good time. But it was funny. The first two people to guess thought it was a woman. But it's Scott Disick, the hanger-oner of the Kardashians. I can honestly tell you, as a person who loves pop culture, who is happy to indulge in all such things, I don't get the Kardashians. I don't get it. And this is my shame. I suppose I should binge watch about 80 episodes of the Kardashians, and then I'll get it. But I don't get it yet. Instead, I watch Storage Wars. I understand Storage Wars, and we're going to have a detailed analysis of Storage Wars coming up, and my 9-year-old is going to help me with this detailed analysis of Storage Wars. I think this is a pretty good show. We're enjoying each other, like in a sexual and personal way. We're enjoying each other. That's how it should be. This is what American radio is supposed to be. We're just spending time with each other on Route 80, I-71. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Last week, we had an Arctic air mass spilling out of Canada across the Midwest with warmer, humid air over the Atlantic and Gulf coastal states. And where these two air masses met, well, you know what happened. A wintry mix of snow and ice spreading more than 2,000 miles from south central Texas up through Dallas, southeastern Oklahoma, Arkansas on through Kansas City, and St. Louis through Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, on up to New England, Vermont, and Maine, with power outages, icy, impassable interstates, snarled rail travel, and the like. This week, though, we get a chance to thaw out, although we'll start with temperatures a bit chilly. But some temperatures will reach well above normal by midweek. We'll take a look at it all tonight with my reports right here on Sterling on Sunday. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather will be in just 15 minutes only on Sterling on Sunday.
It's 8 minutes past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I am the luckiest broadcaster in America. Do you know why? Do you want to know why? You know what I've got? I have Dean and I have Henry. I have the best sound engineer and I have the best screener. Those are the key to the show because my stories are what, a B-plus maybe? That's the best I can do. Without the best sound engineer, Dean, and the best screener, Henry, the show falls apart. And there's a difference. I can hear it already. All the events you hear, all the audio events you hear have to be triggered by Dean. And you know what? I've heard about 10 other engineers try to do the same thing. They don't sound as good. It doesn't sound as good. And I know that because, ready? I'm a professional broadcaster. And because I'm a professional broadcaster, I can make the speakers vibrate when I go to this range of my voice. I can do national commercials with this voice. You ready? Mazda. Yes, now at your Mazda dealer. David Yagdaroff, do you hear that? Are you going to put me on some of these accounts for, you know, national commercials? Why don't you do that? All right. last week, I talked about the fact that my 16-year-old had no idea what a curfew meant. She had no idea how to obey a curfew. And I said to you, what do I do? How do I get this good kid, to be home on time? And you gave me actually a great piece of advice, which I used this week, and it worked. And I'm going to share with you that adventure coming up in just seconds. But first, let's talk about the TV show Storage Wars. Storage Wars is, to me, a stunning show. If you haven't seen it, I will give you a 22-second synopsis and not longer. Throughout America, there are storage units where people put in entire living rooms, entire garages. They put it into these units, and they pay a monthly fee to keep them there. Nothing else happens except it sits there. The storage unit facility doesn't go and dust. They don't take care of things. They don't feed the parrot. It's just sitting there. It's the best deal in the world. You know, it's got to be like the best business in the world. They build these steel or tin units, and then the person who rents it has the lock. That person opens and closes it when they want. The people who own the units, they do nothing. That's some deal. And they collect money. It's money changers. That's all they do, is they take money. Well, this show shows a bunch of people from the trailer park going to these storage units, bidding on the contents of these units, because now they're available because they have been abandoned. These are abandoned storage units. They bid on them. The lock gets cut. They get opened, and then they find out what they bought. They can't look in the boxes. They can't look inside. They find out what they bought once they have actually bought it. Now, the episode consists of us watching them go through their stuff. Did they do a good thing? Did they make a good deal? Did the $700 they just spent for this storage unit pay off? There's a makeup kit, bowling, fishing rods, the whole thing. You know, lawnmowers, snow blowers, weird outfits. Very rarely do you see anything where you go, wow, that looks valuable. Instead, you go and you look, like, why did they put this in the storage? It's junk. They just put storage into junk. But never, never does this happen. All of the stuff in those storage units actually belonged to somebody. In many cases, it was their life. And then they aren't just abandoned. It isn't like somebody forgot that they're there. It's that the poor person who put it into storage maybe was evicted or died. But anyway, they ran out of money and could no longer pay. And in that case, the storage unit company has to go through a fairly complex legal process to get permission to bust the lock, tag all the items with prices like a flea market, and sell it, make it available to this TV show and other people. Nobody ever mentions this is a tragedy. This TV show reveals a tragedy in somebody's life, that they are losing all of this good stuff, or what looks like junk to us. But it's somebody's stuff. You know, it's their stuff. Their skis, ice skates, kids' pictures, their kids' photos, private financial records. It's a life, a 10 by 12 unit that's a life. And now they couldn't pay to maintain and store their life. So I sat down with my 9-year-old and we watched Storage Wars, and I explained what it was. And here's her review of Storage Wars.
Corner. This unit goes all the way around the corner and it's full to the top.
How far does it go back?
All the way.
Oh, wow, that does go way back. I'm glad she said that because I wouldn't have looked. I'm gonna have to go back and get the big trailer.
I still don't think it compares to the other room that I just bought. This looks like a lot of electronics that are right there on the edge.
I've seen all the Atari home computers, I remember books. That's controllers for Nintendo, the power controllers.
The new auctioneer's not looking. Sega controls.
Keep your hands out of the unit.
I really want this locker, so I'm not leaving Emily's side.
It's chock full. No idea what's in the back there. Got to be worth $1,000.
$50.
$1,000.
$50.
$1,000. Not even a thousand. Not even a thousand. Not even a one. One. 500. And 500. $300. Go now. 350. And 350. Not even a 3. 300. Not even a 50. And 400. Not even a 400. Now 450. And 400. Now 550. Not even a 5. Half. 600. Not even a 6.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Have you seen the show Storage Wars?
No.
Where they open up storage units that look like garages.
No.
And they say, what are these things? They try to figure out what these things are.
Yes.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
With you.
With me. What did you think about that show?
A little funny and a little appropriate.
Inappropriate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what did you think of the people on Storage Wars?
Now, guy, he's really handsome. I want to marry him one day.
Really? You want to marry somebody on Storage Wars?
Yeah.
Now, have you seen any of the things they've sold? Any of the things they've
lava lamps?
That's right. We saw a lot of lava lamps.
And different kinds of colors.
Now, the way it works is they open up these garages that have been abandoned.
Yes. Everybody always, like, don't want to see. Yeah.
And then they decide what they're going to keep and what they're going to sell.
Yes.
And it's called an auction. So a
guy, auction.
A guy stands there and tries to sell it.
And the guy said, I can't get the numbers except different kinds of people can be yes, said yep. And then like hand up, that means y'all want it. And different kinds of people can say yep or hold the hands up.
That's how the auction works. And then when they get what they want, they examine it and see if it's worth anything.
Yes. The other one's $7,000. $7.
$7.
Or $7,000.
$7,000. Do you like the women on the show?
Yes, I like her.
You like her?
Yep.
So you think this is a good show?
Yes, it's just a little appropriate.
A little inappropriate. Which part is inappropriate?
Saying bad words.
They say bad words?
Yes.
I've never heard them say any bad words.
No, it's always beeping out.
Oh, they beep it out. They beep it out.
And your what's it called? You like always watching all the time. It's a odor of food on the boat.
Below deck, below deck.
Okay, below deck, that's not appropriate. That's really inappropriate. It's always saying bad words and every that stuff.
They're always beeping things out.
Yes.
Now, what about the fact that they usually drink a lot of wine and beer?
Drunk.
Drunk, yeah, they're drunk. What other shows do we watch?
We always watch my show.
Which shows are yours?
SpongeBob SquarePants, TikTok.
SpongeBob.
TikTok, YouTube, and that's good stuff. And Netflix.
Netflix. Now, that's never inappropriate, those shows?
No.
No? Never?
It's just TikTok is a bad word.
TikTok is a bad word.
Yeah, cannot believe it out. Just say it in real life. Yes.
What about Fox News?
Fox News? Yes. Yes. Appropriate.
It's appropriate.
Yes. And so he's saying bad words.
They don't say bad words.
Yes. I heard them.
You heard them say bad words on Fox News?
Yes.
Who do you like on Fox News?
I don't like anybody in the Fox News. I like that guy. What's his name?
Gutfeld.
No.
No?
No, it was my president, the president.
Oh, the president's on Fox News.
Yep, every time. And the old president is so stupid.
You think the old president's stupid?
Yeah, you know why he's stupid and he's gout out?
Why?
He always taking kids, and that's everybody hate him. Everybody love him, the new president.
Do you have any advice for the new president?
I like the new president. He, like, really have good hair now. And that guy have F-A-T.
Oh, the old president was F-A-T?
Yes.
That's true.
That means I said that. I spell it out.
You did spell it out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for this update, no Samantha. Problem. Thank you for this update. I appreciate it. 800-844-0876. Right now at that phone number, there's a live person on a Sunday night who wants to talk with you. Somebody you can share whatever your concerns are, because they have the best gift for a good night's sleep. They have a MyPillow brand pillow. A MyPillow brand pillow. What's so special about this? It's just a pillow. Oh, no, no, no. It is filled with patented material designed to hold its shape and stay cool all night. And for me, the best part is you can throw it in the washer, put it in the dryer, and it comes out smelling fresh and fantastic. Usually when you put a pillow in the dryer, well, good luck. It isn't going to come out smelling fantastic. It's going to smell like, you know, a dead duck. Instead, the MyPillow brand pillow smells fresh and fantastic every time you wash it because it is filled with made in the USA patented material. Call 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876, and enjoy the good night's sleep you have wanted all your life. And now, if you put in the promo code Walter, the price drops from $69.99 to $19.99. That's right, a MyPillow brand pillow for $20. Where's the risk? There's no risk. Oh, and there's a warranty for 10 years. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. A MyPillow brand pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
There are certain things that you're not allowed to admit. For example, you probably hate street fairs. I know I do. But I love fruitcake. Except that usually the fruitcakes I find are mushy and horrible. But finally, there's a fruitcake that's with fresh fruit, cherries with stems on them, think about that, and bouncy, yummy cake. You find it at leafletonline.com. That's two words put together, leaflet, L-E-A-F-L-E-T, leafletonline.com, leafletonline.com, leafletonline.com. It's a terrible name for a website, but once you go there, you will find the most delicious fruitcakes in the world. It's at a monastery. They're made at a monastery. What could be bad about that? Leafletonline.com. Please go there. Look at the website. You'll find everything from religious items to amazing desserts. Leafletonline.com. Put in my name, Walter, and you'll get a nice discount.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I feel better after I have a nice cup of coffee.
Sterling on Sunday, weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Just a couple of minor systems affecting the Great Lakes and along the East Coast early this week. A couple of inches of snow through the northern Great Lakes tonight and tomorrow. No more than 2, 3, 4 inches of snow there. A weak disturbance forming tonight and tomorrow along the outer banks of the Carolinas have already started rain in central and northern Florida. And as it travels northbound, that rain will mix with snow as we reach the nation's capital and on into Interstate 95. More rains towards the coast, a bit more snow mixing in as we move inland. It's just in time for Monday evening rush hour, but overall, I think, more rain than snow. A nice warm-up through the Midwest, and that's later in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in just 15 minutes right here on Sterling. Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. In this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell a story about a practical joke that almost blew up in a chief's face. So in the early 90s, I was assigned to the Manhattan North Narcotics Division. There was always a lot going on. We turned out of an armory in Upper Manhattan, and each floor must have had about six teams on it. So on my particular floor, you had practical jokers and you had workers. So one of the teams had come up with a large narcotics seizure. They pulled a couple of kilos off the street and locked up a couple of guys. So that set off bells and whistles. The press was coming. The chief of OCCB or narcotics was coming. So everybody was going to be on their best behavior. Another team in my office that had a bunch of practical jokers in it had a habit of just pushing things to the limit. So the next thing I know, while we're waiting for these chiefs and stuff to show up, one of the detectives walks in with a chicken under his arm that he had picked up at a live poultry place, and he's putting it in a guy's desk drawer. So one of the sergeants goes, "What the hell are you doing?" He says, "Oh, I'm going to put it in so-and-so's desk, and when he opens it up, I'm going to scare the crap out of him." So the sergeant goes, No. We got the chief of OCCB, Organized Crime Control, coming. You got to get that thing out of here." So there was no time to return the chicken back to the poultry place. So the sergeant said, "All right, just put the damn thing in the drawer and close it, leaving enough space so the thing can breathe." While that's going on, another guy from that team had a habit of sticking those loads, those things that you put in cigarettes, and when people light up a cigarette and they start puffing on it, it makes the cigarette explode. So you had that guy running around doing that. Next thing you know, the door opens up and the chief of narcotics walks into the office. So someone yells attention, everybody snaps to attention, and the chief of narcotics is going around congratulating everybody on a job well done. There was like 30 desks in that office. And the chief of organized crime decides to sit next to the desk that's got a live chicken in it. So everybody's just holding their breath because at any moment this thing could start clucking. And if that chief sees a chicken in a desk drawer, heads are going to roll. Guys are going to get transferred. So while we got that going on, the chief sees a pack of cigarettes sitting on a desk, and he turns to a detective and he goes, "Is that your pack?" And the detective nods his head. He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You mind if I bum a cigarette?" Now, what was the detective going to do? Tell him no? If he tells him no, he's playing pension roulette with his career. If he tells him yeah, and the chief takes a cigarette and it blows up in his face, the whole unit's getting transferred. He rolled the dice. He told him, yeah, go take a cigarette, chief. The chief's puffing away on the cigarette. It never went off. The chicken never ran out of the desk. But the funny thing is, as the chief's going out the door, he turns to the detective a second time. He goes, "I hate to do this to you. You mind if I bum one more cigarette?" So he goes, "Yeah, chief, go for it." So he leaves. We're all high-fiving each other. And we're like, "Wait a minute. What if he comes back in and that thing blows up in his face?" But it never did. So that's a story from my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus.
You can find Vic Ferrari's books on Amazon. It's a beautiful site. He has a beautiful store on Amazon. All right, you want another mystery voice? That worked pretty well. 888-688-WALT for a copy of Mike Lindell's book.
When I sign up to social media, I would actually interact so much more with people.
And congratulations to Myrna G, listening on WPHT, for winning a copy of Mike Lindell's book. Who is this?
When I sign up to social media, I would actually interact so much more with people.
888-688-WALT. This is a good show. We're having a good time tonight. Sometimes you and I suffer to get through it, but not tonight. And we've had such a horrible weather week. I mean horrible. This was one of those weeks where it's just like, is this ever going to end? Am I ever going to wake up in Boca Raton? When do I get to wake up in Boca Raton or Bermuda? You know, hello, Bermuda. I'm on 50 Clears. You can hear me in Bermuda. I'd be happy to do a shift on ZBM. No problem. Happy to be on ZBM. Hire me now. Mrs. Sterling would be thrilled to go there. All right. Who's this voice?
When I sign up to social media, I would actually interact so much more with people.
888-688-WALT. And congratulations to Myrna G. of Philadelphia for getting it, her the mystery voice correct last time. The name of this show is Live, 3 hours, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Parts of the northern and central plains get a taste of more March-like temperatures later this week. Kansas City and St. Louis warm into the 50s by Wednesday and Thursday. Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, Texas climb back into the 60s, and that's all about 10 to 15 degrees above average for this time of year. Even International Falls, Minnesota gets into the upper 30s by Wednesday, almost 20 degrees above normal. Chicago and Detroit will also see upper 30s as well. An upper-level disturbance out of western Canada will bring some high wind watches through Montana, and that's going to be around Interstates 15 and 90, which will be mostly affected. A nice warm out out west, too, but with no rain in sight, and that's all in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in just 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
It's getting serious now on Oak Island. Season 9. They are now digging over the money pit. But they needed to bring in 150,000 tons of pebbles to make sure the equipment doesn't cave in, because they're boring into the island in a very serious way. In one borehole, they found wood, sculpted wood by an axe in a primitive time, a primitive wood axe thing, at 106 feet down. Gary Drayton, metal detection expert, says, there's gold here. Rick Legina, Marty Legina, Alex Legina are excited as heck because they are closer now than they have ever been. Boreholes, giant, next week. And I'll have the details for you right here. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is noted Oak Island expert Velo Hool on Sterling at Night.
I'm James from Kansas, and there's more to refurbishing a classic RV than meets the eye. The RV offers lessons for humanity.
James from the AV Crew shares his experience rebuilding an RV.
First, it's essential to embrace the fact that an RV is not just a metal box on wheels. An RV is home to moving beauty. When you pass me on the road, you may not realize the complexity of the machine.
James is your new teacher.
An RV is alive. I put fluid in the front and it comes out the back. That's why I wanted to teach this class. Discover what I have learned about RVs. Many people think they can use standard motor oil in an RV. They can, but it misses the point.
Now, your RV can level up with James.
And don't get me talking about the rat's nest you'll find in the fall in your RV.
Meet James, your new teacher, and this is your masterclass.
All right, everybody's very excited. 888-688-WALT. Can you guess the mystery voice? If you can, you win.
When I sign up to social...
Where'd it go? Why did it do that?
When I sign up to social...
Oh, it's
when I sign up to social media, I would actually interact so much more with people.
888-688-WALT, win a copy of Mike Lindell's book. Now, there's Neil Paul. Hello, Neil. There's Billy Datz and his beautiful family. All of my friends, Mary and June Riley. These are the Midnight Misfits. We don't fit in. If you fit in, you'd be asleep. This is the group of people who can't wait for the grown-ups to go to bed. Right now, all of the grown-ups have gone to bed. They have drunk themselves into a stupor. They've passed out. They're asleep. They're not going to bother us again until the morning. Why is it that people who get up early think you should get up early? People who eat vegetables think you should eat vegetables. But at no time in my life have I ever heard a guy who loves filet mignon say, you know what, you should eat more filet mignon. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard anybody who stays up late say to you,
you know, you really should try staying up later. Never happen. And why is it that everybody who loves to get up early and can't wait to get into the office is in the sales department? They are never in the creative departments. They are never in publicity. No, no, no. The people at the office at 6 in the morning, and I've known people like that, they're there. They're the ones who, you know, I'm the one who turns on the lights and turns out the lights. And, well, good for you. I won't be seeing you. I won't be have any part of that. I have no interest in that. Well, you know, I brought in some fresh brew. You know, I brought in some fresh Joe. Those idiots, they always have nicknames for coffee. It's coffee. They always have, you know, I like fresh brew, fresh Joe. Have some Joe. No, I don't want any Joe. But those are the guys who always say that. Those are the women who always say that. And I've never liked them. And more importantly, they've never liked me. I've never gotten along with them. I'm just thinking about my horrible life. And have I ever gotten along with those people? They also tend to be outgoing. They also tend to be the ones who say, oh, there's a birthday party coming up. Why don't we invite 28 more people than are usually here? No, I don't want to. Or they're the ones who salivate over the Christmas party. Oh, we have to have a great Christmas party this year. It's got to be really important. We're going to have a great cake. I made a deal. I made a barter for, you know, the booze or the cafe or the buffet. That's not me. This is who I am. You ready? When the pandemic started and I could officially sit in my comfy chair and watch show after show after show, like Storage Wars, and have food delivered to me, and not have to get up and not feel bad about it, I was in heaven. Absolute heaven. Because to me, the worst hell, the greatest hell, see if you can relate to this, is to go to work. I love my work. I've always loved my work. I've been so blessed with that. My whole life, I've loved what I do for a living, whether it's being on the air and preparing the show for you, or going into to work with other creative people to make great radio. You know, for like 8-9 years, I was the on-site creative consultant to Sirius Satellite Radio. Almost all the people who make the programming for Sirius Satellite Radio today are people who I recruited to the company 5, 10, 20 years later. I'm really proud of them. Look what they've done. They've done a great job. I've enjoyed every second of knowing them and working with them, and I'm proud of the product. I'm proud of what's on Sirius Satellite Radio because it was brand new. Who knew? Who knew what anybody would want to pay for with, oh, no one will ever pay for radio. They'll never pay for radio. But they did. In fact, and maybe this is true for you in your business, and if it is, I'd like to hear about it. Every single thing I have ever done at any radio company, any radio station, any radio network, I was guaranteed would not work. That won't work. Why wouldn't it work? Well, basically, it's because it had never been done before. Everything I've ever done has never been done before. And to me, they never seemed like big deals because in my mind, they were obvious. And I don't mean in a, you know, I was so sure they'd work. I don't mean it in an arrogant way at all. Like, I had trepidations, of course. But I'm like, well, if we don't try stuff, then what's the point? If we don't try stuff, then what's the point? I'd hate to look at my grandkids one day and say to them, well, I copied this format from a station in Kansas City. I don't want to do that. I want to be able to say I put this on and this on and this on and it's new. And I wish that for you. If you're driving a truck right now, you may know a better way to get where you have to go. But your company says you have to follow this route. I hope you can sell your company on the better route, the route you know. whatever situation you're in, you know it better than anybody you work for, anybody you work with, you know, because you're in that situation all day, every day, and you're smart. And you have the right to try new things. I wish innovation upon you. That's what I wish upon you. Coming up in just seconds, I'll tell you what happened after we had our conversation last week about my 16-year-old breaking her curfew. And I asked you for advice about what to do. You gave me advice about what to do, and it worked. I'm Walter Sterling, live 3 hours every Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday. Tonight, when you come home from the third shift, or you come home after a long weekend that causes suspicion amongst your spouses, you want to hit the hay. You want to hit a pillow that makes you feel instantly great and warm and welcome. It's a MyPillow brand pillow. It is filled with magic material. The magic material is patented to hold its shape all night, to stay cool all night, and it's washable. Why didn't anybody think that a pillow should be washable? Finally, a washable pillow. You put it in the washer dryer, it comes out smelling fantastic, not like a dead duck, like your other pillows. It comes out smelling fantastic. That's what you want in a pillow. It's a MyPillow brand pillow. Now, if you check the price of a MyPillow brand pillow in the past, you may have noticed that they were expensive. Well, if you put in the promo code Walter, if you say to the operator, Walter, it'll drop from $69.99 to $19.99 for a MyPillow brand pillow. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. This is the sleep you have been dreaming of. This is the sleep you have been waiting for. Try this. Pick up the phone and call them. 800-844-0876. You will get a live operator. At this hour of the day, you will get a live operator and a 10-year warranty. Now, listen to me. When you talk to a MyPillow brand operator, when you talk to your friend at MyPillow, ask about the sheets and the pillowcases that finally fit. Any color you could imagine, but you put them on 1, 2, 3. Not that endless fighting. It's not a wrestling match with your bed. Call them now. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. My pillow.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Papillo.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A strong high-pressure system over the eastern Pacific and Four Corners area out west will ensure continued drought conditions over the west. With temperatures climbing to the 70s in Sacramento and Las Vegas by Tuesday, and L.A. and San Diego later in the week with bright sunshine. A little cloudier in the Pacific Northwest, but not too much rain this week. Temperatures close to 50 in the afternoons there. Fairbanks, Alaska, a chance of some occasional light snow, with a high of about 5 below zero. Overnight lows close to 22 degrees below. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in just 15 minutes right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Nikola Tesla, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, all of them got to be where they are by not accepting the way things always are. They all innovated by saying, screw that, we're going to do this differently. You can do it in little ways or big ways, but people do not get to be the president of the company. They do not get to be the chairman of the board. They do not get to start a business if they do things the way things were always done. Most people do things the way things have always been done. And to me, that is the ultimate failure. Not trying something new and it fails. I have done that many times. I've tried something new and it fails. I always feel that's a win. And they've studied people who can do that. They have studied people who start something new and it fails and how they go on. And I'll tell you how. We don't remember. Like the second it has failed, we are able to move on and learn from what happened and view that the ability to have tried something is the win. No, really. There's a certain group of people who, when they try something new and it doesn't work, they're able to move on and feel nothing. They would feel worse if they didn't get to try it. I have tried many new things. I'll give you an example. It's so weird that I started this. Online, there are people called influencers, people who make videos that have millions and millions of followers. I was the first one to identify them in 2008. I said, wait a minute, this guy here, every time he makes a new video, he has more viewers than CNN at night. This one has more viewers than most Major League Baseball teams. And they're living in their basement. Then at some point they'd always say, and I'm living in my basement, living with my mother, living with my college roommate. They had no income, but they had this remarkable ability to attract tens of thousands of viewers. And I said, well, what would happen if we went to major brands and said to them, look, you've been trying to get online, you've been trying to get into online video, here's the deal. These people will integrate the message about your company into their videos and move along your product. And then what we did is we took money from the brand and gave it to the online influencer and kept a little for ourselves. That was a whole new world. No one had ever done that. It's very early, you know, Walter. No one's ever done that before. I've never seen this before. But it wasn't early. And that's the stupid thing you always hear. Well, it's a little too early for this. We think it's a little early. No. If it works, it's not early. It's just in time. If something you're trying in your business is working, it's just in time. Congratulations, you arrived at exactly the right moment. And that's what happened with me and online influencers. It's a company I ran for 5 years. And we generated millions of views for the brands that we worked with, millions. Ironically, our first client was Fox Television, not Fox News. Fox Television was our first client. They bought dozens of videos from us. We were able to launch dozens of videos. And then this is so perfect. One of the videos caused controversy. And I knew it was going to be picked up on the front page of the Sydney Morning News. And it's an Australian company. I called our point of contact at Fox. You'll love this. I contacted our point of contact at Fox. And I said to him, listen, this is going to be on the front page of the Sydney Morning News. It's controversial. There's a little controversy about this. I thought you should know ahead. And my point of contact at the Fox Television Network said, we're Fox. We love controversy. And he hung up on me because he knew, all of Fox knew, that the greatest gift you can be given in media is controversy. The greatest gift you can be given is to cause trouble, because it is so rare. It is so rare to get anyone's attention that when you do get somebody's attention, even if it's the wrong way, it's a win. It's a win. And that's why I say yanking Joe Rogan off of Spotify is just stupid. The fastest way for Joe Rogan to get lots of attention is the Playboy effect. When you found out what was in Playboy and you were too young to go and buy them, you couldn't wait to see what was in those Playboys. The most profound promotion possible was that Playboy was forbidden. Forbidden. And the greatest gift you and I can be given
is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.